Downloading.
Downloading.
Audio.
Nonstop.
Thanks for downloading the SOS Radio podcast.
Is it possible to heal from depression for life? I'm Scott on SOS Radio. We're talking with Dr. Gregory Jantz. He's a best-selling author and renowned speaker. He's been on all kinds of TV networks from CNN to Fox and ABC and CBS. How are you doing today, Dr. Jantz?
I'm alive and well, and I know it's a difficult topic, but there is hope.
I think that's one of the hardest things is thinking, is there hope when you feel depressed? Because for some people, there's clinical depression, but for some people, there's just seasons of depression. And the first part is figuring out how to isolate what's what.
You know, it is. And sometimes we'll use the word depression maybe loosely, and it means a lot of different things. Here's what we know. Depression is serious. We have high suicide rates, and we have a lot of folks, even going into younger ages, Scott, who feel hopeless about their futures. This is something that I know well from our 30-some years of working with folks, that people can get out of depression, but it's something that doesn't go away. And so I wanted to speak today from a position of hope, whether it's been a 20-year struggle or it's been 6 months, depression can be serious. And a lot of times we may suffer from guilt, going, you know what, I shouldn't feel this way, what's wrong with me? And it's really challenging.
We're talking with Dr. Gregory Jantz today at SOS Radio, and you have a new book. It's called Healing Depression for Life, and the title alone almost sounds too good to be true, right? What makes your approach to tackling and fighting against depression so groundbreaking?
Our facility, A Place of Hope, we were voted in the top 10 places by a news organization as far as where to go to get help for depression. And it is really after 35 years now, our knowledge and belief that people, if we take a whole person approach, and we look at everybody's a 1,000-piece puzzle, and what are the missing pieces to your puzzle? Is it spiritual? Is it unresolved trauma? Is it body chemistry or nutrient deficiencies? Is it hormonal issues? Is it thyroid issues? Is it nutritional, food allergies? There's a lot of things that can play into a depressed body. One of the things could be even medication. We want to also acknowledge people who have gone through chemotherapy and cancer treatments and the enormous amount of physical depression from foreign chemicals in the body that we see over and over. So there's a lot of reasons, but we've got to look at all the missing pieces.
We're talking with Dr. Gregory Jantz today at SOS Radio. We're so connected more than ever in the history of mankind. You think about news, you think about trauma, you think about triggers and things that you see from your past. And it's like all the news just spreads like wildfire, even though our connectivity is so much deeper than it's ever been. But loneliness is just as rampant. You know, what impact have you personally seen, Dr. Jantz, and how the social media age relates to young people and their mental health?
You know, social media can oftentimes make things worse. There's comparisons. People may say and do things online that they won't do in person, so there's cyber bully behavior. There are really at times an illusion of reality. People may look a certain way online, and we all know in person they may look really different. And so there's also a competition. And so online, social media can teach us to feel poorly about ourselves. We all are engaged, and I use social media, but we need to be careful about the depth that we believe and engage in really a reality that may be a false reality.
So you see so many young people that have this amazing social media life, or at least it appears that way, you know, they get all their likes, they have all their friends, and in real life, they actually feel lonely, they feel isolated. Why do you think that leads so much to depression?
You know, because they're projecting an image maybe of what they believe they want to be or what they believe the world has for them. And, you know, after a while, you know you're not living up to that. We see a lot of despondent youth who grow really despondent about their futures and future of where they're going with their life. So we're living at an age right now where there's probably not a lot of, for our young folks, hope for their futures. And so they began to live in this despondency and at times despair. We know now, you know, and it's tragic to say it, but suicide, of course, is a leading cause of death among our youth, 12 to 17. You look and go, what is going on? Well, social media can be one factor. We're seeing depression at younger and younger ages as well.
We're talking about isolation and really healing from depression for life. I'm Scott on SOS Radio, and we're talking with Dr. Gregory Jantz. Depression is something that a lot of people feel shameful about, especially inside the church, because they feel like, okay, the joy of the Lord should be my strength, but if I'm feeling depressed, maybe I'm not a good enough Christian. I mean, do you have experience dealing with that? Is that something you hear all the time?
You know, in those that come to us, a lot of times there's a sense of false guilt. We have the honor of working with folks who come from all over the country to get help for depression. And one of the things that we find is there's a lot of false guilt. There could be at times even some spiritual abuse, something that's happened that's been really traumatic for them or traumatic in the church. So this is something that has to be looked at. Sometimes, too, a person feels like, I have blown it so bad that there is no way God could ever love me. God can love everybody else, but I am so unlovable. So a lot of times, if you're struggling with depression, you feel unlovable.
So let's talk about spiritual abuse for a minute. When you break down to the core of what spiritual abuse is that an authority thing? Is that a psychological thing? Is it somebody manipulating emotions? Or is there actually trauma that builds into those layers?
Well, it really is spiritual abuse. It's emotional abuse. But it could be the misuse of scriptures. It can be about power and control, or I'm misusing scriptures in order to get my way. And so I always think of it in terms of the misuse or the misapplication of scriptures with really an intent to control another person. And at times can cause us to feel very shameful that we're not even good enough for God. So that can create a lot of depression.
When people are manipulating you and you don't even realize it, and they're doing it in the name of God, it's dangerous. And you know God's going to deal with them on that. But for those that have been through that, it's like, how do you start to heal from that? Because I think a lot of times we do point it back to shame, which when it comes to truth, there's things that are good and bad. But then shame really is like the feeling that I am bad. But in spiritual abuse, you're not. It's somebody manipulated you and made you feel that way because they were putting authority over you.
Absolutely. And it can be subtle and sneaky. And before you know it, you're in a, I'll use the word oppressive, very oppressive environment. And you end up not feeling good about yourself. And you're relying on others for your value and self-esteem. And so, you know, this is something that could be very traumatic and could create a lot of depression and anxiety.
We're talking with Dr. Gregory Jantz today at SWS Radio. We've been talking about depression. We've been talking about anxiety. We've been talking about isolation. But over the years, Dr. Jantz, as depression's become more culturally accepted and embraced, do you feel like the shame that's been associated with having clinical depression is starting to fade?
It's starting to. And I think this is going to sound really strange, Scott, but if you're struggling with depression, as far as a time in history, this is the best time to be struggling with depression. The reason is that we have more options and answers when we look at the whole person than ever before. We do, and I can boldly say it, see lives and people's lives recover. There is hope. But a lot of times, if we just look for a single approach and go, well, I'm just going to take this pill, and that's all I'm going to do, we'll probably end up disappointed over time.
Dr. Jantz, what are some of the breakthroughs that you've been seeing in the research on depression and healing depression? I mean, you wrote a book called Healing Depression for Life.
You know, one of the areas that's fascinating research, and there are many, but is in the whole area of forgiveness or lack of forgiveness. When there's unforgiveness and it's transferred into bitterness and resentment in a person's life, those toxic emotions we know have ultimately chemical reactions in the body. You can have a very depressed brain. You can trace it back to unforgiveness of others or self, but there's been something that's happened. And this is also why we see such the power when we receive forgiveness and grant forgiveness.
Huh.
Something happened, and researchers have been looking at forgiveness for a while, and we have more research than ever before, but something happens when we're able to really cross that bridge into being a forgiving person. It's fascinating.
That is fascinating. We're talking to Dr. Gregory Jantz today at SWS Radio. He has a book. It's called Healing Depression for Life. But as we're talking about forgiveness, a lot of times we struggle. We think like, okay, I was hurt, and it was legitimate hurt, okay?
Yeah.
And I want to deal with this, and I'm going to choose to forgive, but I'm not feeling that. And I definitely don't trust that other person. Does that mean that you haven't fully forgiven, or does that just mean that trust is completely a different issue in the layers of dealing with it?
Well, you know, forgiveness is not necessarily a one-time decision. It may be something I'm deciding over time, and it may be something that seems so incredible to do. And this is why I say, you know, forgiveness really is a God job. We need to have the desire and decision, but the healing that occurs is really what God does in our life. And I do want to just say over and over, we see people go, I don't think I can forgive. It's so overwhelming. But you can do that. And sometimes it's baby steps. People get confused about what forgiveness means. Well, do I have to, you know, be in a relationship with the person that abused me? And they have all kinds of questions. You know, forgiveness is really about taking our, if you will, our personal position and power back and not giving it over to another person. So it's really for us. It's really not for the other person. In fact, we've got a whole chapter in this area of forgiveness because of how important it is to make it in a really practical application if we're going to grow emotionally.
So Dr. Jantz, you wrote this book basically addressing the issue of healing depression for life, that it is possible to move past the seasons of depression, and the clinical depression issues that you've been struggling with.
Yes, absolutely. So I do want to say there's hope. And you know, usually there's both physiology or chemicals in our body that need to be rebalanced as well as emotions. And also people need a purpose and a plan. And it's like, well, when I get well, what am I going to do? And so there's a lot to this recovery from depression. And I'm going to say recovery from depression and anxiety. A lot of times they go hand in hand.
Well, thanks for spending some time with us this morning, Dr. Jantz.
You know, I just want to wholeheartedly and passionately say there is hope and there is healing for depression for life.
You're clear to go.
Thanks for downloading the SOS Radio podcast. If you enjoy the discussion, give it a 5-star rating in your app store.
The way the technology works, your ratings really help spread the word.